Chapter 42. Processor Node 1 Status. Loading Basic Management Program. Julia's head jerked up. She hadn't actually been sleeping, just allowing her rattled, amused thoughts some peace. Processor Node 2 Status. Loading Basic Management Program. What? Asked Walshaw. Memory Node 1. File codes loaded. The huge black man, Teddy, was giving her that eagle-eyed stare again. As if he was examining her soul, finding it flawed. Memory Node 2. File codes loaded.
Lord Jesus!
She clapped her hands in excited delight.
He's done it! Royan! He's in the ware!
Memory Node 3. File codes loaded. The fabric of the node's artificial mentality rose out of nowhere to fortify and enrich her own thoughts. Dictionaries, language and technical lexicons, encyclopedias, logic matrices, all returned to their warm, familiar places. Neural augmentation online. Walshaw was leaning over his terminal, hands reaching for the keyboard. The cubes were full of crazed graphics, slowly returning to equilibrium.
Hello, Juliet. Grandpa.
Her view of the study was suddenly riddled with cracks. It fragmented and whirled away. She was looking down on Earth from a great height. But the picture was wrong. There were no half-shades. The colours were all primary. An amorphous jigsaw of emerald, crimson, turquoise, and rose-gold oil patterns. It was overlaid by regular grid lines. False colour thematic image supplied the nodes. There was a town at the centre of the image, one which was curiously blurred around its outskirts.
Wisbeach, Julia said, intuitively.
There was no sound to hear, no tactile sensation present in this flat universe which had captured her, only the image itself. She could sense her grandfather's presence by her side. They weren't alone.
Juliet, I'd like you to meet a very smart young lad. Goes by the name of Royan.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Juliet. I've never met an heiress before. Thank you for unlocking my grandpa, Royan.
It was a breeze. Whoever wrote the virus was dumb.
It didn't seem that way when I was on the receiving end.
I'm not surprised. You know, you ought to load some proper protection into your nodes. They're terrific pieces of gear. Wish I had some. But the Guardian bites you're using leave them wide open.
I used to think I had proper protection.
I could write you some. I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you. You're a friend of Greg's. And the PSP hates you. That makes you an A1 person in my book.
I'd take him up on that, Juliet, if I were you. Royan and I have been having a long chat. Boy knows what he's talking about.
Long?
She asked. You're operating in wear time now, Miss Juliet. Fast, fast, fast.
Oh. Thanks for the offer, Royan. But I think we'd better do what we can for Greg first.
Yeah,
said Philip.
Misjudged him in a big way. Jumping the gun. Never would have done that in the flesh. Reality shouldn't have done it now. But we can make amends soon enough.
Julia concentrated on the thematic image. Her grandfather was squirting a solid stream of binary pulses up to a company Earth Resources platform through Willem's one remaining uplink, a hum in the background of her consciousness.
Greg's moving. Look,
he said.
A diamond star had appeared on the thematic image. The magnification leapt up. Wisbeach's outskirts disappeared. The town was slashed in two by a broad, meandering band of deep turquoise. Like a rain-swollen river, Julia thought, even though she knew the whole place was mudlocked. Her grandfather jumped the magnification again, then again. The star was gleaming a few hundred meters east of the turquoise band. A small dot of crimson on the edge of the turquoise band was turning a brighter scarlet.
"Something is warming up down there,"
Philip said.
"I think I can help," said Royan.
A crude, transparent map was superimposed on the thematic image.
"Ordnance survey," Royan explained, "the last one before the PSP came to power. Nothing much changed between then and the start of the warming."
The map rotated slowly clockwise until the two sets of grid lines meshed. Then it swam in and out of focus, matching up the street patterns.
Close as we'll get. Disused mill, Julia read.
The dot had become a fluorescent ruby.
Thermal emission rising sharply, said Philip. It's on fire. And Greg's moving away, dead slow. Means the boy's on foot. Swimming, rather, in that gunk.
Escaping, said Royan.
Could well be. I wonder if Gabriel is with him.
If she's alive, she'll be with him, Royan censured. Julia sensed the adoration verging on love that Royan had somehow managed to convey into their inanimate medium. His belief was unshakable. And she knew he was right. Greg didn't desert people to save his own skin.
Grandpa.
I know, Juliet. The strike window ends in 90 seconds. Mark. Decision time.
Mr. Philip told me about that, Miss Juliet. It's a grand idea. He said it was your suggestion.
Certainly was, boy. She's in Evans, through and through. And we don't do anything by halves, no sir.
I wonder who's in that tower, Royan asked.
Someone big, Julia said. Someone important.
Important enough to make Kendrick visit him, not the other way round. And if you knew Kendrick like I do, you'd know how few people in the world would be granted that concession.
The first instance of sensation invaded their private universe, an electric tingle reminding her of far-off nerves. Julia looked down on the mill, judging it with the dispassion of some Olympian goddess.
Could it really be? Philip asked.
There was never anybody, said Royan. Never any real proof. Not even Mindstar knew.
We'd have to hurry. The timing is tight. Very tight.
No,
Julia said, bold with conviction.
The timing is perfect. Synchronized.
Gabriel?
Philip inquired.
I expect so, she said. Whatever the reason, we cannot ignore this opportunity.
I agree, said Royan.
That makes it unanimous, then. Access the Ordnance Survey's memory core and download that mill's coords, my boy. Accurate as you can get. We've only got the one satellite uplink left after your friends came a-knockin'. I would have preferred to keep watching Wisbeach just in case we need to update, but we'll simply have to make do.
You're lucky you've still got that one. Father is efficient. Julia's awareness shifted as the thematic image faded. She was plugged directly into Willem's myriad gear systems, a bright glowing three-dimensional cobweb of data channels. New strands were coming online at a phenomenal rate as the antithesis poured through it, purging the virus. A quick status check showed her that there were only 3 functional servos out of the 8 which steered Willem's 1 remaining satellite dish. Accelerated time stretched for what seemed like eons as the dish swiveled round on its axis to point at the western horizon. Her grandfather had overridden the servo's safety limiters, allowing them to take a double load. Temperature sensors relayed the heat from overloaded motors straight into her medulla, interpreted as scalding hands.
Sorry, Juliet.
Her pain vanished. The dish's rotation halted. Smaller azimuth servos began tracking it across the sky. Coords ready for loading, Mr. Philip. Got them all down to 0.5 meter.
Anything within 300 meters would be enough, Julia said.
Don't brag so, girl,
Philip said as he loaded the figures into another eye's personality package, but a sliver of pride escaped from his thoughts.
So that just leaves the reactivation code. Juliet, your honor.
She allowed herself one moment of supremely self-indulgent satisfaction. Access Avenging Angel. The long string of binary digits emerged from her nodes to hang between the 3 of them. Her grandfather integrated it into the other eye's personality package. The completed data construct squirted into the dish transmitter, streaming upwards at light speed.
This time, you bastard. This time I'll get you.